All right, in WFMU studios on this afternoon, we welcome the legendary Pink Dots. Amazing, amazing set. Hope you all had your headphones on for that one. It's really a good surround sound experience. Edward K. Spell, the Silver Man, and Raymond Stig on engineering help today. Eric Drost on guitar. Welcome, gentlemen. Can you all hear me? How's everything going? How was tour? How's America? Welcome back, by the way.
America's great, except for the lack of the bees.
There are no bees. I know the bees and the bats seem to be on the wane. Fortunately, we were eaten alive by mosquitoes this summer. We do need bees. Yes. It's been about 2 years since you've been here, correct, Edward?
That's right. Yeah.
Yes. What are your favorite parts of America when you come over?
Let me think about that. I kind of like it all, too, for its own, for, you know, own reasons. I'm fond of the desert when we're out there, because it's a chance to really be far from everything.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
There are certainly drives that I favor. Like the one that we made at the very beginning from Seattle through to Salt Lake City is a particularly spectacular one.
Beautiful.
When there's time in California, if we can get to the coast and sort of like crawl up the coast, but it doesn't happen very often, sadly.
Well, you're headed out that way now after this part of the tour, right?
First we go to the south, heading for Florida.
Yeah.
And then across to Texas.
Is the Pink Dots touring experience kind of always going on, or do you kind of, I know you're incredibly busy recording all the time, but do you get to travel to parts of the world often, or do you hang out in Europe mostly?
I didn't hang out in Europe mostly.
Yeah.
But Europe has become larger for us in the last years. Mm-hmm. We can go to countries that we didn't used to go to, like places like Romania and Russia, and, you know, quite exciting destinations.
Excellent. Well, we're happy to have you back stateside. You just did a couple shows here in New York at the Poisson Rouge Club, and then opened the big Halloween show for the Dresden Dolls. People listening today will get a chance to check you out. You're going to be at the Thunderbird Cafe tonight in Pittsburgh.
Tonight.
On the 3rd in Chapel Hill, and 4th in Atlanta, and then you continue on through the South and then out West. Have you traveled to places? I mean, I know there's one album that... Alchemical Play School, where there's a lot of Indian field recordings and such. Have you been to India? Have you been to some of the more remote corners?
Where sadly, and none of us have ever been in India.
No.
Eaten in a few Indian restaurants.
Well, yeah, I mean, it seems like there's a fan base in every pocket of the world, so it's...
Haven't heard from anybody in India yet.
Not yet? We got to get Charles from Soleil Moon on the case.
Signing sort of menus in Indian restaurants, hoping someone will catch on.
We'll get you on there. Now, the band has been, you're celebrating your 30th anniversary tour. Did you ever envision at the beginning when you formed that it would actually come to this point, or has it just been a continual thread of not thinking about it?
It's a continual thread of not thinking about it, you will put.
Yeah.
You just don't. You don't think, when you begin, you don't think in terms of longevity. Or, I mean, you do it, you certainly don't see an end to it. You know, you're enjoying this, you're loving it, so no reason to stop. The fact that it's got to 30 years is, on the face of it, I guess, surprising, but when you're in it, not.
Well, the thing with all your releases that come out is there's just it's a common thread. But yet they're all so diverse. There's so much, you know, it's just one of the few bands I can really say has been around this long that has had such high quality ratio per releases. Do you find that since you record so much that there's a backlog of stuff waiting to come out, or do you think everything kind of is flowing with your mind frame as it's coming out?
At the moment, it's pretty much in a flowing state.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things being created rather spontaneously between us.
Well, people can check out Assorted Beta Lactam Ring and Roar. The new record Seconds Late for the Brighton Line is on Roar. And Soleil Moon is a good source for recordings as well.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anything in particular you've got bubbling or project that you've been trying to get to? Or
Nothing I can really mention.
But it's all just in a flow, a big river.
It's all with the flow.
Excellent. We'd love to hear another one if you are, or if you are willing.
Okay.
All right. Let's have another one from the legendary Pink Dots.
Heavenly one.
All right. I also want to thank Lucas and Randall from Helmet Room for helping set this up. And, of course, Raymond Engineering today helping us out a lot as well. So stick around. More from Legendary Pink Dots. This is WFMU.